Hey there, Astra here with another Ask Astra podcast. And I'm really excited to be answering one of my tribe members' questions, or rather responding to his challenge this week. And he writes, "My biggest challenge is I have too many ideas, and it's hard to tell which ones to stick with and which ones to put aside." And so, to be clear, just in case you are new to my stuff, I am the Money Majesty Goddess, and I work with spiritual entrepreneurs and business owners who are creating and thriving in their businesses by utilizing and putting their spiritual gifts out there in the world and sharing their unique message and living their soul's purpose through their business. So, Mr. Tribe Member, with the overabundance of ideas, or I shouldn't say overabundance, let's just say abundance, I can so relate to this and I will respond now. So, I've been in this position too where I'm so creative and so imaginative that at times the ideas are coming so fast and furious that even though I'm writing them all down, I'm feeling totally overwhelmed, sometimes even physically overwhelmed, sometimes to the point of nervous exhaustion and feeling frazzled because it's just, so hard to determine. You want to honor all of your ideas and creativity and wisdom that comes through. So one of the first things that's so important to do is to get grounded. And when I say grounded, I mean ground your spirit into your body and ground your body to the earth. Because from that position, that's creating a foundation of solidity, where you're going to no longer feel so frazzled and confused and almost delirious with with creativity and passionate ideas. So, yes, anything you can do to get grounded, whether it's like an energy exercise where you connect to the earth or go outside and sit on the grass for a while and feel the earth beneath you, or walk barefoot or not barefoot, and anything that makes you feel like you can really feel settled into your body. And the next step I would say is to come down from being in a headspace. Oops, sorry. Speaking of headspace, I just whacked my microphone with my hand as I'm gesticulating wildly. So get down from the headspace. In other words, come down from the mind and ride that energy elevator of your body down into your heart space. And then also connect in with your soul. And from the connection with your soul and from being in your heart space, when ideas come to you, and the more grounded you are, when ideas come to you, you're going to be able to sift through them and actually gauge whether these ideas have been divinely channeled through your soul channels and whether your spirit has placed them into your heart as a gift to be realized on earth in this lifetime. And you'll be able to discern whether it's that or whether it's an idea that's coming through your head or your mind, and often the ideas that come into our minds, and I don't mean our consciousness. That's a bit different. Consciousness is sort of of an eternal divine knowing, but ideas that come just from the mind and being in the headspace, not. I don't want to judge and say always, but very often they come from a sense of fear. Like, feeling like you have to do something, you should do something, you must do something, you're supposed to do something. There are business tasks that it's imperative that you put into action. And so put those on a shelf to the side and come down, like I said, into the heart space and connect with your soul and connect with the earth and ask, what is my next most divine, most abundant, and most loving task that I am meant to pursue at this present moment in time? So in other words, to always come at your task list and your creative business ideas from the most solid, grounded place, grounded in your body and grounded to earth, connected in with heart and love, and connected in with soul and spirit. And the ideas that come through those channels, you're going to feel it. It feels different in your body and different in your energy field than those ideas that come from that state of hard work and overwork mentality and old earth business energy. It's just going to feel different. You're going to start to be able to gauge it in your body and in your energy field and know it in your heart and feel it in your soul. So I'm excited for y'all to listen. Let me know how this recording has been of service to you. I'm really excited to hear. Bye-bye.